better than a third that, you know, has moved on to get the vaccination for their kids since that initial push. So I think that's what's going to happen here.
And, I mean, that's happened other places too, like the hospital. There's been reporting about.
This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rosillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Mm-hmm.
from the 2021 album Dark Matrix. That was Daniel Carter on reeds and Matthew Shipp on piano with the song Element. Matthew Shipp performed at Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn on October 17th, and WGXC simulcast the performance. Here is an excerpt.
I actually have two domestic CDs out this year. This solo and a trio that's called The Unidentifiable. And I also have a couple import CDs on a French label called Rogue Art also. So I've been busy. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. As far as the format for the concert, as I stand here, I actually have no idea what the format's going to be. I might play straight through without even stopping, or if the spirit hits me a certain way, I might stop and regroup, but then keep going right on. Depends what the spirit says to me. We will find out. Thank you. Thank you.
That was an excerpt of Matthew Shipp's performance at Roulette Intermedium October 17th in Brooklyn that was simulcast live on WGXC. You're listening to Quintron's Weather Warlock. Live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the weather, made by the New Orleans-based artist Quintron. You can listen to the Quintron Weather Warlock take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound. Interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Next, we hear from sound artist Pamela Z with a song In the Other World from her 2021 album Echolocation.
In the other world. 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 In the other world, 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 I married someone. In the other world, I married someone. I entered into a partnership, but I was someone else. In the other world, I'm always someone else. In the other world. The other world. 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 In the other world. I strayed away. In the other world. I took a plane. I became fluent in many tongues, but I was someone else. In the other world, I'm always someone else. The other world.
In the other world.
In the other world.
The other world.
In the other world.
In the other world.
The other world.
In the other world.
In the other world.
The other world.
In the other world.
In the other world.
The other world.
In the other world. I suffered a lot.
The other world.
In the other world. I suffered much.
The other world.
The sting of tremendous, beautiful grief. But I was someone else.
The other world.
In the other world, I'm always someone else.
In the other world.
The other world.
In the other world.
We love Roll Call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Marquee, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M2 May, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
from the 2020 album The Unidentifiable. That's the Matthew Shipp Trio with Matthew Shipp on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums on the ESP label. The song is called Blue Transport System.
What are the things you took away from the conference?
Oh, wow. There were so many things. That conference was really wonderfully inspiring. I think some of the decolonial methodology that was introduced was incredibly powerful and helpful. I think especially Max Liberon's notion of not focusing exclusively on damage and harm as the way that we tell stories about the environment was really inspiring to me. They made this point that if we only ever tell stories about damaged communities or harm, we basically paint this picture of those communities or even non-humans as damaged and harmed and deficient in some way.
White tee, yeah, call the bite Williams for the hype, please. They gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes. Cacti's not no iced tea. Got them bamboozled like a Spike Lee. You need more than Google just to find me. I just call a bae to get a high fee.
Ooh, incredible, general.
I just start the label just to sign me. Chase connected like we Siamese. We been on a run, feel like a crime spree. Talk to me nicely. Yeah. I seen his face, seen it. Yeah, on his white tee.
Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Call the Sprite people.
Come on, hold on.
Private flight franchise sites.
On a private flight.
Popped him in his hands, he was tight. Caterpillar Rari, I fought to lift it up. I went on the stand, told the judge, pass my cup. Ay. Ran up 20 million, told the devil, keep the look.
Look.
Keep the pop, keep the smoke.
They
slick. Talk to me nicely.
Talk to me nicely.
Keep her on the chain, that ain't like me.
That ain't like me.
Scots with no strings, you can't tie me.
With the home, home.
Higher than a plane on where the Skypes be. Yep, in my slime tee. Princey in his prime, yellow bone too feisty, clean them up, no knocking,
yep, in my white tee,
yeah,
call the bite Williams for the hype, please, they gon' wipe you before you wipe me, unboxes of checks, not my Nikes.
Excuse me, dizzy, don't be missing me. Mississippi, dippy, sippy, make him happy, make him coffee, make him get me chippy, chippy.
That's a lot I'm gon' spend. Tell me when I beat you to pull up, you gon' shoot out while I spin.
Chipping like I'm trigger happy, salt fish, aki, aki, gold, buggy, Kawasaki, catch a fish, sushi, maki, living like London City, left the town, town,
town, town, town, town, town, what's good, guys? It's your host, DJ Popcorn, and I'm here for this show. We're going to talk a little bit about Astroworld Fest and also a bit about cancel culture, and then we're going to go to our Rap Radar segment, and we'll be right back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Chatham Planning Board on November 10th approved the Pavilion Project, developed by Art Omai in Ghent, a 190-acre site with permanent installations of artist work. According to the project description, and I quote, "The premise of the Pavilions project is that many accomplished and highly distinguished artists would welcome the opportunity to create a legacy standalone exhibition of their work in a setting that they control and help design, but that is also part of a larger art center which provides cultural context, museological standards, and visitor services management," end quote. Up to 18 artists would create enclosed pavilions at the Chatham site that would serve as galleries for their works. Artists would design the structures, which could be up to 5,900 square feet and two stories tall. Art Omi would also build a visitor center, and the nonprofit would maintain roads and grounds and split the cost of constructing the pavilions with the artists. Three artists and one collector have signed up so far. Alice Acock, a New York City-based sculptor, and Rakuku Neaitu, married minimalist, and the collector Ariel Asekis, who founded the Institute for Studies on Latin American Art. Art Omi will begin work on the site off Route 66 in the spring. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Saugerties Village Board has granted an easement to arm of the Sea Theater for public access to the planned Tidewater Center Performance Campus along the Lower Esophis Creek. The mask and puppet performance troupe, founded in 1982, will build a performance center on a 1.5-acre property at the site of a former paper mill along the creek. The easement previously was as a right-of-way for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. The resolution approved by the board states, and I quote, Clearwater Incorporated no longer had a need for such an easement, but Arm of the Sea did, after it contracted to acquire private lands adjacent to the Tina Corvus Park, end quote. The planned Tidewater Center will also include a waterworks playground and public access for fishing and kayaking. The site of the center is under a mile from where the Esophis Creek meets the Hudson River. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that citizens in Coeymans can give their opinion November 22nd about a proposed law in Coeymans allowing cannabis sales but barring cannabis consumption sites. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, The local law being proposed would allow for the retail sale and purchase of cannabis in our town outside the boundaries of the village, but it would not allow for the consumption on site, meaning there would be no smoke rooms that you could go to and consume the cannabis once you purchased it, end quote. Local towns have until December 31st to opt out, or else cannabis sales will be allowed after state legislators legalize the drug in April. McHugh said the town wrote the law to mimic one recently passed in Colony. The public hearing will be at 6:30 p.m. November 22nd at Coeymans Town Hall, 18 Russell Street in Ravenna in southern Albany County. Read more about this story at the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 12th. Seasonably warm start to the day. The early morning temperatures are 50 degrees in Mackey and 58 in Ulster Park. It is going to be rainy all day. Some possible thunder around noon, and despite the temperatures, the higher elevations could still see some snowy precipitation. If you're out during the day, watch for down branches in the roads. Wind gusts will get up to 25 miles per hour. After dark, the rain ends and temperatures fall to a more reasonable 35 degrees. Saturday will have a rainy afternoon and a high of 54. Sunday will be dry with a high of 50 degrees. Monday morning, there's a chance we can see some snow on the ground. Stay tuned. The hottest temperature expected for next week will be 61 degrees. The coldest temperature expected next week is 30 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:37 a.m., high tide at 9:26 a.m., low tide again at 3:58 p.m., and high tide again at 9:44 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:25 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are calm around our little rock. However, the sun is causing some ruckus, blasting multiple CMEs off on the far side. For now, we are not in view of that roiling sunspot that's been responsible for those and the flare that occurred on the 9th. But that can change. So the wind speed is currently 374 kilometers per second at 4.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime conditions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 39. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hey.
All right. It's your boy, DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with
Winter
and DJ Some Money.
And also, we got.
I don't know.
Oh, is he not here today?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we were about to say, hey, we got Phoebe's on, but apparently he's not here.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We're on the Man Show. Look at that.
So, basically, today we're going to kind of talk about the whole cancel culture thing and also a bit about the Astroworld Fest and things that went down. Yeah. But before we do have our Rap Radar segments, and there's been a lot of new drops that happened, especially yesterday, like last night. Oh, man. The music market is flooding.
No, funny.
We've got our guy, man. Our guy, Mr. Hall of Fame 2.0. He's about to drop his album soon. I believe the 14th of November. But we've got our guy, Polo G, Mr. Michael Jackson, Mr. Smooth Criminal, Bad Man, Polo G. Smooth Criminal. Let's get into it, man.
Le Capolat. Smooth Criminal, Mike Jack. And I still like to throw the faux fat like Mike back. Pull that tank out just to make a statement. He gon' need a body bag or a nice sack. He'll fold under pressure. I can tell from his posture, man, he ain't really like that. Mama told me I don't care if you scared. Go man for the kill. If they try, you better fight back. We didn't beat his if he's trying to throw the folks up. What's all that shit you was saying like you was so tough? They gon' have to carry your mans if he approach us. Creeping in that glizzy of bland when we get close up. Rip, gangster, my gun, match the color of my cop. Any sudden movement, this go fire. Bet I have him hug and I lie. I'm the goat, I'm a thug, I'm a star. Trying to clear a crowd with the heat. When you rhyme, better keep the 40 cow by the seat. He was banging wrong till they found him deceased. There's a whole lot of evil women around in the streets. So you better look both ways. Make your soul shake. Demon standing in the doorway. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Screaming out, no way. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Still on that boy, MJ. Really one of the hottest and I never dropped a mixtape. All my life had to risk take. But if they come and try me 40, kick it till my wrist break. Let anybody in this play. I'ma have my C's leave his in the ground with a stiff face. Where I'm from, all the killers turn hood legend. Like the Kimbe, told no something bigger than the Great Khali. 30 shots to knock him down like Muhammad Ali. Do the way, scratch off in the track off Jeep. Catch him lacking, then it's RIP. Youngin' trying to clear a crowd with the heat. When you rhyme, better keep the 40 cow by the seat. He was banging wrong till they found him deceased. There's a whole lot of evil women around in the streets. So you better look both ways. Make your soul shake. Demon standing in the doorway. Tell me, honey, are you okay? Screaming out, no way. Tell me, honey, are you okay?
So, that was Smooth Criminal, man, by our guy, Polo G. So, Polo G, his album rollout has now begun with the release of Smooth Criminal. Now, I didn't think this was coming out because the song leaked, but I didn't think that he'd get the sample cleared. But, hey, it seems that his team has got power like that. So, look, they got it done. So, what do you guys think of the song? Me, myself, I love this song. I already know the words because the leak. I've been listening to the leak religiously because I love that song.
I thought it was pretty good. I really liked the sample and the instrumental. It goes really well. He found a way to just, like, reinvent that song, especially with those vocals.
It's definitely now, like, you know, Polo G, he's, like, someone who was really inventive, especially with his voice, the way he can make things work.
No, funny.
It's, like, the way, like, his rhyme scheme, like, the bars, the way things just, like, flowed so well together. Honestly, it's better, and it's definitely better than the leaked version, so.
Yeah, it's like he gets the instrumental and then he still finds a way to put him whole self on the snap.
I was literally listening to the Better Days remix like the other day. Like, I couldn't believe that him, like, he could fit on, like, a pop song, like a radio, like, leveled kind of song. It's like...
Better it is.
Yeah.
Man's next song is going to be sampled to, like, classical piano, and it's still
going
to
be
right. It was the, Do You Remember Last Night? Because I blacked out.
Oh, oh.
All white.
Nah.
With,
oh, you know? by the way, hey, I'm back. I ain't been here in a while. I ain't do this in a while.
So
I'm
DJ
a little rusty.
Money
my
back,
fault.
Man. Definitely a great scene.
But what would y'all rate that?
For me, that's like a 9.5. I
out of 10?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're giving it a high rating. Oh, I'm going to be like the stick in the mud. I have to rate it like a 7.
Okay. Right.
Maybe like even a 6.5.
Okay.
I give it like 8.
Okay.
Nah, good. 9.5.
Like, I thought it was good. I don't think it's anything groundbreaking. I think if you just put this song,
yeah,
it's like a vibe. Especially
yeah, you're right.
Like on a long car ride, everybody's grooving to this song. But like,
I wish it was longer.
If you really want to get in the element, I would pick someone else. That's a good critique.
I wish it was longer.
Right. So, next thing, we've got our guy, man. I can't wait for the album. I really can't. Because now that we have kind of the album, like the rollout kind of happening. So, our guy, Juice WRLD, man, you know, he's about...
Juice.
Our guy's about to drop. So, this is really exciting. And I've been waiting for new Juice for a minute now. So, with that, we've got Already Dead by Juice WRLD. Rest in peace, by the way. And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years. I've been taking medicine again. And he mixed it with the Vicodin. All my suffering is really getting under my skin. Maybe I should try to pray again. Try to wash away my sins. I know that they not my friends, but I'm friends with the drugs again. Lost my heart, lost it all. So much drama, hold the applause. Like a soap opera, straight down fall. Nightmares on the cell phone, late night calls. Lost my heart, lost it all. So much drama, hold the applause. No soap opera, straight down fall. Listen to the nightmares call. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse. Voices in my head. All I can hear them say is everyone wants me dead. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. I'm
Yo, DJ Popcorn here, man. That was definitely one of the stronger ones, man. Because, man, Juice WRLD, bro.
I've been dead for years.
So, yeah, that line.
So
hit
much
after.
Like, there's so much that goes into it, man. Like,
especially if you really loved his music.
A lot of the lines really stuck. It's like,
yeah, that one line. Adding on, like, the one line. When you're so alone, nobody's house feels like home. First of all,
not that junk hit.
And then it's like,
when you're so alone, you don't even know what to do. It's like,
bro, man was like, he was like, the pills knowing that's hit no more, bro. Like,
it's like you don't even know like what to even like.
It's like after you've reached a point of rock bottom, you're still. It's like he's reached rock bottom and he's still going down. It's like sometimes what you think is rock bottom and you can't get any worse, it just keeps on going.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Rest in power, Juice WRLD, man. So, our next song, man, we've got our young guys because we always got to keep up with our generational talents.
Nah, but before we even go to the next song, Muffle, what would you rate that?
Oh.
That song for me.
That's a solid 8.
8, right?
I say 8.5. Actually, no. I'm going to go 9. Only because I haven't heard new Juice in a while.
You really rate that less than the other song?
How long has it been? Hold on.
Good question.
Wait, what did I rate the other one? I said 9.5
or
something?
Yeah, 9.5.
How long has it been since his death?
Okay. I'll go 9.5 as well. So, I like both of those equal.
The Juice WRLD song definitely hits way harder for me. Like, his vocals are so unique, especially on the instrumental.
Juice's music is definitely very
so
different.
From what I've looked at from Google, right?
Yeah.
It says he died age of 21.
Yeah.
On December 8th, 2019.
Yeah.
So, and we about to be in December again, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god.
That day definitely hits hard because I remember the day, man. It was really upsetting.
It's soon about to be like 4 years.
Yeah, man.
That's why it hits so different. Because if you really think about it, bro, and you're like, he's like, I've been dead for years.
Him and X both, man. When their birthdays come around, I always get really sad. But the thing is because me and X have the same birthday.
Really?
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
So, I like, every time I look back on it, I'm like, wow, bro. It's like, crazy. I share, like, a birthday with, like, with such a, like, such a star, bro. It's really cool. So, like I'm saying, we got our generational talents here. My guy, Young Chris, he recently just dropped Blood on the Leaves. But right now, we've got Off the Leash featuring Baby Santana. This is a certified banger. I've been playing this around the clubhouse here in Catskill. So,
he's a fiend.
Yeah, so let's go on and get into it. Young Chris and Baby Santana, Off the Leash. Let's go.
Okay, and I might go hit him with a tag, like a ref when you blow on the whistle. Okay,
So, man, this song here, man, we got our boy, man, Young Chris and Baby Santana that was off the leash. So how we feeling about this one, guys?
That nigga hard.
I'm gonna be more of a critic on this one. I really like the bars. I know it was a little choppy because we had to play the censored version.
Yeah.
But I thought the beat was a little. There was a little too much bass on it for my liking. It went really hard with the bass, and if you're into that, that's fine. But I feel like they could have done it a little bit different, in my opinion.
Okay.
To make it better. I'm definitely more of a fan on the other two we listened to. This one wasn't bad though.
For sure.
Me personally,
rating it would be hard. I want to hear what you guys say first.
Me personally, I like the beat.
I'm gonna go 7.5. I'm not gonna go 8, but I'm gonna go 7.5.
I'm gonna give it a six. The only reason why I give it a six and I don't give it a higher is because it's not my first time listening. It's not like something.
That's
like,
my thing. I've listened to it more than once, but I haven't really had much time to sit on it because it's only been out for like a month and a half ish.
And on top of that,
I feel like this is, by the way, this is my first time listening to it.
Right.
I feel like if I heard this way too much, too.
It gets annoying. The bass would
get really annoying. Like, the first time you listen to it, it's like, you know, you can go with it at first. You go like, yeah. But I could feel like if this got played over and over again, I don't think I would like, mess with it as much. I would rate that a 6 as well. Maybe a 5.5, somewhere in between there. That's probably
this
what I'd say, like a... I'm really having a tough time rating it 5.5 or 6. We'll just go with 6. It was pretty good.
A 6?
Okay. All
right. So, me personally, like, well,
I like that beat. I think that beat hits really hard.
Like, I don't know if it was this. Was it this?
No, right?
It wasn't this, right?
No.
So, I'm not sure which one it was, but...
I love these knives.
Nah, which one was it? Was it this?
This original beat before he remixed it, like, it already had like a bunch of bass. So I don't know if there was some stuff added.
I think he added more bass. I think the amount of bass. Is,
like if you heard the OG song, the OG song is also nice too. I like the beat.
Just because of the bass and the way it adds on to it.
Like, yes. And like I like that, but the main thing for me is I like that little melody in the back. That.
I like that a lot. I like that way more than the bass. If they went
really
easier on the bass and just went, like, maybe
like
tweaking
get,
with the melody a bit, I think I would rate it a solid
like,
7.
Like, for me, like, it gives me, like, really, like, darker kind of vibes. Like, it gives me, like, vampire type.
Like,
you know?
The way I am
like
with
if he wanted to go for, like, darker vibes, this is just my opinion, but he would go with more, like, I guess the lyrics weren't specifically really dark or really like blah 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 this.
They were mid.
Yeah, like
they were like mid lyrics that you would be like, oh, all right.
Yeah, just some.
Yeah, there was a few bars in there for sure, but
yeah, I'm gonna be a little critique of the lyrics too.
Right.
He went with the really typical stuff. It's like
yeah.
You can put yourself on the track, but to me he just sounds like he's going more with the style of today. It feels like he's trying to conform a little bit more. I could be completely wrong. That really could just be him. But that's my opinion. Another thing I would say about it is the, like, I know I keep on going back to the bass and all, but it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just my ears are sensitive to it. It could be something like that.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Because as like a lot of people know, like there's a lot of different things that go into like our newer music, especially like because we have a lot more you'll hear a lot more stuff that's like typically like loaded with like 808s and like
yeah there's
heavy,
a lot of 808
heavy
I mean
heavy drums.
And at the end of the day, music is subjective. I'm a big critique of the bass, but if that's your style and you like
so
like going back to the bassy stuff, then go
the,
for it.
The way I am, at least with music and beats,
yeah.
I like to hear like the boom, like stuff like
sometimes
that.
Like I like a beat that really like rocks like hard. I like some hard hitting stuff. Like someone who I listen to like that too is like, if some people don't like his music, which is okay, but someone I listen to, Playboi Carti, he's like what I see now is kind of a modern day kind of rock star. It's like because he mixes a lot of like the rap and trap influence with like a lot of like the older kind of like kind of rock elements with like the heavy guitars and different samples and things like that. And so I definitely see some of the influence, like his album cover recently for the Whole Lotta Red album. He had like a, you know, Slasher magazine, if you know what that is.
Vaguely, not much.
Yeah, his album cover.